It may be years before people are making formal memorials to the victims of COVID-19, but in Europe, some people are already making their own. One striking memorial is in London, where our correspondent Frank Langford paid a visit.
I'm on the south bank of the River Thames. I'm just across from Parliament and Big Ben. And there's this really long wall. It's about a third of a mile long, and it's covered with tens of thousands of hearts that have been painted on. So red hearts. And on some of the hearts, people have come along and they've used black markers to fill in the names of loved ones who've died from COVID. There's a couple right in front of me who are writing a name on the wall right now. Excuse me, may I see?
Yes.
David Kitchener.
Yes.
May 6, 2020, we all miss you.
He was just coming up to his 70th birthday. His birthday would have been the 8th of May.
This is Vivian Pipe.
His wife was my cousin. As the foursome, we used to go out a lot together, short breaks and holidays together. And of course, he's not there now, so we do things with his wife. And so we thought we'd do this and take a picture and we'll send it to her.
What do you think of the wall?
I like it. Yeah. I think it's nice to have a remembrance.
Just really glad that it's here.
This is Vivian's husband, Alan.
It's a reminder that it can affect anybody and everybody.
So a little further down the wall, there are a group of women with paintbrushes, and they're actually repainting the hearts. One of them is a woman named Fran Hall, and she sort of helped get this all going.
I'm part of the COVID-19 Bereaved Families for Justice campaign group, and we are just doing maintenance on the wall and redoing the hearts, which are fading because the weather and the sunshine and the rain has got to them. So we've got a big job on our hands. There's over 150,000 hearts.
People who lost loved ones to COVID started painting the wall back in March this year. And right now they're pushing the government to start an inquiry into the mishandling of the pandemic.
We were hearing the numbers were going up, 40,000, 50,000, 60,000, and it lost meaning. And what they wanted to do was a visual representation of how many lives have been lost.
And they chose this spot, right across from Parliament, to get the government's attention.
It's a political location. The decision makers can't miss this. Somebody walked past earlier and said, the government just want this to quietly fade away. Well, we won't let that happen. We're going to be here every week.
Fran lost her husband, Steve Mead. They were newlyweds.
We got married in September last year, but he was positive with COVID. We didn't realise on the day that we got married. So our entire 3 weeks of married life before he died, he was becoming iller and iller with COVID.
What does the wall mean to you?
It's been a way that I can focus in a really awful period of my life when I'm trying to work out what I'm going to do with the rest of my life without the man that I thought I'd be with.
So walking along the wall, you see all kinds of different messages that people have left. Somebody's written down the names of what looks like 30 or more doctors and surgeons from the National Health Service who died during COVID. Here's another note to the suicide victims caused through lockdown, referring to the people who took their lives after spending so many months stuck inside. The wall's been up for about 5 months now, so it doesn't attract the same kind of attention it used to. And a few people who pass by, they aren't convinced.
COVID, the numbers, the data, I don't trust any of it. Seriously.
You can't trust the numbers.
This is Richard Duckett and his buddy Creedon, who didn't want to give his full name because he doesn't really trust the traditional media. Richard and Creedon are part of a small minority in the UK who think COVID is a conspiracy.
There's an agenda. I think it's depopulation.
Who do you think is behind this?
The cabal, 100%.
The men believe COVID is part of a secret plan to radically reduce the world's population, which, of course, is totally false. The volunteers are finishing up for the day. Fran Hall says they'll keep coming back each Friday to repaint the hearts and continue to paint new ones for the scores of people who continue to die from COVID in the UK each day. Frank Langford, NPR News, London.